The memorandum of understanding with the department, ETB, Donegal County Council should be bringing concrete, clear, concise evidence of what is the present situation. We're not having that at the council and we're not getting at ETB meetings. We still have a role and I believe it's important that the council and the ETB follow up. Schools are preparing for another term. Schools are preparing for the new academic term. And it's important to the school children, the parents, and all who work in those three schools that there's some early indication of what's happening in relation to the project.
Point was made at the meeting today that there seems to be more in the media in terms of what's going on than there is in the council chamber and in the ETB. It shouldn't be like that.
It shouldn't be. And on two and maybe three occasions, local media has confirmed sale of acreage, a significant acreage. Local media has confirmed interest from a particular business group, but Department of Education and Skills seem to still come to officials and to councillors with the reply, negotiations are at a difficult stage. Well, that's just not acceptable now, and we need clear, concise information on what is the situation.
Negotiations at a difficult stage, that's sort of been the story since about 2015 at this stage.
May 2015, we got that first donal. That has been a consistent message. It's just not proper that local councils and local schools are being kept in the dark. And with Minister now in charge from the county, Minister Joe should ensure that we get clarity on the three schools project now.